With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A statement made by Iran's supreme leader has a big impact on Iran's economy.
Iran's supreme leader has said in a statement that the Islamic Republic will protect its nuclear and missile capabilities as a national asset. The proposal by Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei was made on Thursday and would delay nuclear program negotiations. Khamenei is likely drawing a hard line as President Trump seeks a wider deal. Khamenei insisted that Americans belong at what he called the bottom of the Persian Gulf. His remarks come as Iran's oil industry faces a U.S. Navy blockade. Meanwhile, Brent crude prices have surged. I'm Karen Shamas.
Iran's national rial currency dropped to a record low this week, while that U.S. naval blockade has increased pressure on the country's already battered economy. Russia's proposed short ceasefire with Ukraine has President Zelensky concerned.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he wants more details about the May 9th ceasefire Russian President Vladimir Putin proposed to President Donald Trump over the phone on Wednesday. The break in attacks would coincide with Russia's Victory Day. Zelensky says he wants to know whether the short-term ceasefire would be a few hours of security for a parade in Moscow or something more. And Ukraine is proposing a longer-term ceasefire. Meanwhile, Russia launched overnight attacks in a central Ukrainian city, as well as in the southern port city of Odessa. And Ukraine continued striking industrial facilities inside Russia for a second day in a row. I'm Donna Warder.
A Florida man convicted of beating and choking his 13-year-old stepniece to death nearly 50 years ago is set to be executed tonight. James Ernest Hitchcock, scheduled to receive a 3-drug injection starting at 6 p.m. at the Florida State Prison near Stark. He was initially sentenced to death in 1977. This is SRN News. The persecution of Christians is on the rise in Southeast Asia as Islam spreads in that region.
A new report from International Christian Concern finds that, quote, the persecution of Christians in the region is complex, damaging, and deep-rooted. It includes direct, violent, and deadly attacks and incidents, but it also involves immense, complex, and indirect pressure, discrimination, threats, intimidation, problematic laws, and social isolation. There are about 250 million Muslims across Southeast Asia and very few Christians. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of assisted suicide in the British Isles have suffered back-to-back defeats. Opponents of a proposed bill that would have allowed the terminally ill to end their lives defeated it in the British Parliament this month. Last month, lawmakers in the Scottish Parliament rejected their own assisted suicide legislation. The practice has been legalized in a number of European countries. This is SRN News. Boxers from two European nations are set to be allowed to fight as neutral athletes in world boxing competitions.
Boxers from Russia and Belarus will be allowed to compete by the new governing body recently put in charge of Olympic boxing competitions. World Boxing will treat Russian and Belarusian boxers as neutral athletes, emulating the approach frequently taken by the International Olympic Committee since Russia's invasion of Ukraine in 2022. Fighters and support personnel from Russia and Belarus will not be allowed to participate with flags, uniforms, or national anthems. They must be approved in a vetting process to ensure they have not supported the war in Ukraine or have any links to the Russian army. I'm Gethin Coolball.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up by more than 700 points, up 709. The NASDAQ up by 157. The S&P 500 up close to 50 points. More on these stories at SRNNews.com.